While the prices of eggs have begun to fall, local business owners have yet to see a difference. KUNR's Ali Ibarra reports.
Customers have been feeling the strain on their wallets since egg prices skyrocketed in mid-January. Bird flu led to the death of more than 20 million chickens, contributing to the high prices, according to the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Luckily, the United States Department of Agriculture says the average cost has begun to gradually fall. However, many people have yet to notice a difference at their local grocery store. While many people scramble to find alternative to eggs, small businesses don't have the same luxury. Local restaurant owner Fortino Rojas opened Forty's Cafe in 2001. More than half his menu is eggs. He's yet to see a difference in price. In fact, the egg bill has only gone up.
In 2018, I used to buy the case of the eggs for $7.99, and then they raised for $9.99, which was perfect, no problem. But nowadays, the case is $180, so it's a huge difference.
There have been previous outbreaks of bird flu, but these did not have as much of an impact, according to the USDA. Rojas says he doesn't want to change his prices, but is almost at his wit's end.
I was mad inside of me. I can't believe that. This is so, so expensive. Sometimes, honestly, I have not enough money to pay the bills, so it hurts.
Not only are eggs expensive, but some stores limit the amount you can buy. Due to the limited supply, Rojas has to turn down special orders or charge his customers an additional fee.
So a grocery ordered the veggie skillet with egg whites, and I told her, you know, you had to pay for extra egg. And for this dish, I had to use between 6 to 8 eggs. And each egg is going to cost you $3 here.
Alana Saparetti opened Flower Bakery in mid-January, just as prices began to soar.
Bad time to buy a bakery. We are keeping the same prices that the business here before had, though our groceries are more expensive.
Saparetti sources her ingredients from several stores. She said she had to do a lot of research not only to find the cheapest supplies, but also where to find eggs.
Most of the ingredients we source, I get at Costco and Plum that has the business center, but they don't have eggs there. So I'll get like flour and sugar and things like that. But since they don't have eggs, I go to the Carson City Costco, and they usually, if I go early in the morning, they'll have a case.
She has noticed the prices have gone up since she opened, even after the suspension of the cage-free law.
And about a month ago, they were like $17.95, and now they're $20. So they've gone up like $3, which already was, I feel, inflated to begin with.
Saparetti isn't too worried about the future of her bakery and says she will adjust her prices if she has to, but doesn't plan on it. Rojas worries if another outbreak like this happens again, he may have to close down.
Some or a lot of small business, we might probably shut down the doors. I hope not. I hope the prices at least is still like that. But I don't think so. Look like they're going to be more expensive.
Currently, the average cost of a dozen eggs in Nevada is $6, according to the USDA, which is 68% more expensive compared to last year. The USDA says they expect to see a continued decrease in egg costs. But for now, Saparetti and Rojas wait patiently to see this drop. Ali Ibarra, KUNR News.